This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
America is facing its darkest hour. History is unfolding before our very eyes. The future is being charted now. And as negative and twisted as things are, the good news is, I'm going to hear a little bit of the song in a moment. Good old Dave Mustaine. You do see the sleeping giant awakening. You do see the tide turning. You do see that epic historical battle playing out one more time in a high-tech world. Let's play a few minutes of this and I'm going to get to the news and your calls. In my hour of need, hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in Syria by Hillary's forces. No, you were not there. And though I cried out to you, you wouldn't care. Hillary thought she could kill God's people and not be judged. The forces have been released that will bring you all to your knees. And it will tear apart many more in its wake. Because the prayers aren't always answered the way that people want them at that time, are they? No, but when the prayers are answered, you look back and you see the mystery of God's mind. Jefferson was right. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Who comes first? Patriots. And so, as the devil is released out of his cage, understand that it is only a sign of the ascension of man. Very powerful time to be alive. All right. But it's important for everybody to know that we know it's you. We know who you are, globalist. And once we know who you are, the clock's ticking. But the devil sends the beast with wrath. Because he knows his time is short. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, 666. Or the equation for global government commerce. And no amount of pomp and ceremony can even underline properly the transcendental times we live in. I'm going to go to Edward and Steve and Kevin and Ashley and Simon and many others, but I mentioned this. We didn't play the whole clip. Going out to break, I'm going to play the clip of the NBC reporter saying we need to get Obama's agenda through. That's the carbon tax, or more hurricanes like this will keep attacking us. Here it is.
These severe storms, beach erosion, intense weather episodes that we've had are perhaps the most practical example of what the president is talking about as the threat that the planet faces. And this is what this whole climate agreement, signed by 190 nations and now ratified by about 60 or so, is designed to stop.
So what he's saying basically is, you do the climate treaty, we don't have hurricanes anymore, even though hurricanes are at a 60-year low right now. Like, they think the viewers are so stupid that there weren't hurricanes before. Man did this, so sign on to what Obama wants. That's what Ron Allen thinks. Ron Allen, the what's the name of, like, a paint company or something. He thinks you are a biggest chump in the world. He's just fawning desperately in the system to a fading, sinking facade. We'll be back with the missing jihadis.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Only 32 days from the November 8th election.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. I've been mentioning this for the last hour. I haven't gotten the clip. I want to play it first for your calls. Fake Hillary. Clinton caught with a fake town hall with child actors, you name it. We're now confirming more actors there, not just this little girl. Anti-gun state senator, part of the Clinton campaign. Deceiving the public, using this little girl, it's truly despicable. Then I'm going to go to the Clintons coming out, again, thinking you have the memory of a goldfish. How about the memory of a rock? Actually, though, a memory, I was thinking about that when I just said that. A rock has fossils, it's got ionized radiation, it's got history. A rock has an amazing memory. Let's say the lowest memory of any creature on Earth, or a person that's unconscious, a person in La La Land, a person in Cloud Cuckoo Land, to remember that Hillary's Obamacare experiment back in 1993-94, she's already tried this. In fact, it was going to be worse than Obamacare, if you can believe that, where you just pay unlimited amounts to the corporations and they do whatever they want. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, but it was even worse. So we have the Clintons now saying,
I got to tell you, this is terrible. I don't know. I'm fighting hard against that. I'm pro-gun, too, Dr. Taylor.
By the way, we also have video of this little girl in a TV ad for Bill Clinton going, I like Bill Clinton. He's really cool. Yeah. Remember Epstein's plane, the pedo island, the little girls that Clinton flew on, all those, what was it? How many times? It's close to 100. And imagine you're like going to have your daughter in an ad with a guy that flies around with a convicted pedophile. I mean, I'm not saying anything about the family. I just, you know, they want our guns. We know that. And they got their daughter up there as an actress in a fake town hall. And then she's in ads about how great Bill Clinton is. Who settles sexual assault cases. But it's happened again. This time Matt Lauer, folks, yelling out. Although I only saw you put it on screen with them saying Bill Clinton's a rapist with a sign. Did they get the audio out? No audio. Okay, well, they get 1,000, even though it's supposed to be the shirt. I just can't help it. I'm going to pay out even if... I'm the judge, ladies and gentlemen.
So the video was actually captured from somebody's TV screen, so we do have audio, but it's the people in the room recording from their TV. There's no actual audio.
Oh, then the
TV.
Person did? Then the person gets 5,000.
Possibly, yeah. We have to see the actual clip, so okay. We'll let you know.
Good job. And you were on air just now, right?
Correct.
Good. Sometimes they talk to me and people can't hear it, and it sounds like I'm a crazy person talking to imaginary folks. The news makes jokes out of it or whatever, but because they think you don't know how TV works, but you do. But again, they're not targeting you. They're targeting the folks that are in a slumber. The general public's not that dumb. They're in a trance, and we're here to break them out of it. So here is the report on your phone calls. We have fake Hillary taking questions from child actors. We have a child actor asked Hillary Clinton staged question. And then we have the actual report here. That's the one I want to get to by Spangled Media. Let's go to this excellent breakdown. Where he goes over every different facet of this. Here it is.
I just wanted to point out that yesterday, October 4th, during Hillary's town hall meeting in Haverford, Pennsylvania, she's resorted to using child actors to further her narrative. Let me show you. The first 18 minutes of the town hall consisted of Elizabeth Banks kissing Hillary's ass, after which she decides she's going to take questions from the audience. Here you can see the very first question asked, and this is the question that all of the media is picking up.
Hi, Madam Secretary. I'm Brennan, and I'm 15 years old. At my school, body image is a really big issue for girls my age. I see with my own eyes the damage Donald Trump does when he talks about women and how they look. As the first female president, how would you undo some of that damage and help girls understand that they are so much more than just what they look like?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I knew something was up immediately. I Googled Brennan Leach and found an IMDb page that referenced a movie called Once Upon a Time, Trillium Vane. The IMDb page credits the production company as NPB Entertainment Group. I Googled that, I found their LinkedIn page, and I also found this page, which shows the address of the production company, located a mere 31 miles away from the town hall. Once Upon a Time, Trillium Vane is even on YouTube, all 39 minutes of it. It is a strange fantasy musical that I think Tim Kaine may enjoy. And there she is, right there in the foreground. That is Brennan. So I even took it one step further, and I let some software do some photo comparison. And twinsarenot.net gave her a 76% chance of being the same person. Now, don't forget that in between the town hall and the time that this movie was produced was 2 to 4 years. So she was probably 11 or 12, and now she's 15. Now that we've gathered this information, we can go back to the town hall and show you a few technical screw-ups.
When we were in Arkansas, she fought for early education.
So Brennan first appears in the town hall video at 18 minutes and 9 seconds. But after rewatching it, I noticed that she actually shows up at 16 minutes and 11 seconds. This is probably a camera test and, you know, some sort of cue to let her know you need to be ready. Of course, if the participants were chosen at random, why is the camera ready to go 2 minutes before she asks her question? All right, she's getting ready to come up for her two-minute warning, and you can see that she appears very nervous. All right, two things happen here. This is where Elizabeth Banks pretends to randomly pick somebody from the audience, and I noticed that they tagged Brennan with a red bow. That way, Elizabeth could uniquely identify her. And then second, Hillary quickly reminds Brennan that she needs a microphone.
How about you with a little red bow first? How are you doing? Hi.
And I think there'll be a microphone coming right to you.
In addition to everything else, Brennan is the only participant that is reading something from a piece of paper.
I see with my own eyes the damage Donald Trump does when he talks about women and how they look. As the first female president, how would you understand?
And here's the top keck of them all. Hillary pretends to be surprised by her question.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, this is a big coup d'etat. Oh, it's so spontaneous. Oh, wow, what a smart girl.
I am so proud of you for asking that question.
You think we're idiots.
I think both of us would like to say something about this.
How does she know Chelsea wants to say something about this? Because the question was fabricated.
Oh, they met days before.
You knew it was coming. I would just like to say, this is my own personal opinion, that Brennan Leach did an amazing job. She is an amazing actress.
Her father is a leech.
She is an amazing young woman. She did what she was supposed to. I mean, when the Secretary of State, the Democratic nominee for president, comes to you and asks you to do this very important thing, you're not going to say no. Brennan is not at fault here.
No, I agree.
But, you know, the adults in her life that told her this was okay, I don't agree with that. Also, while investigating this, I thought to myself, somebody else has noticed this. So I did a Google search for child actor Brennan. I found a thread on the Donald where a Redditor named You'll Read This actually found it himself and found a piece of information that I didn't find, and that is Brennan's father is Dalen Leach, the Democratic member of the Pennsylvania State Senate.
It's super so, anti-gun.
There you go.
I want to hire Spanglevision. I don't have a big budget, but I can hire a few more reporters, just like we got Owen Schroyer. I want Spanglevision with high-tech technology, the best microphones, the best equipment as an analyst. I want him. I'm sure he probably already gets some. The problem is we try to hire these folks. They're always like, I'm actually a stockbroker making $50 million a year. You know, it's because they're already smart, so they're already successful. Or I'm actually, you know, in the special forces and can't do that. Or I'm actually working for NASA. You know, I see Spangle. That's an incredible reporter. They've usually got some gnome de plume and then, you know, a pen name, and then we try to go hire them, and we find out, oh, sorry, I'm the, you know, dean of a college. I don't know if people know who I am. You know, wow, your video graphics are amazing. Wow, your voiceover is wonderful. Yeah, I'm a top voiceover person. Sorry, I got to do this in secret. So Spanglevision, though, really smart, type of folks we want, not like making stuff up, not seeing things that aren't there, but really cutting through the chase. That's who we want. That's who we need. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back and go to Ashley and Simon and Stephen and Edward and Kevin and others. I've got a bunch of other clips I haven't aired yet, but I am told there was actually audio. You heard Nico, actually. Just what we have was just shot off a cell phone, but we now have found it with the audio of Matt Lauer and Bill Clinton's a rapist with a sign behind him. So that's four in 1 week. And, again, I can only pay out on $25,000 prizes. 1,000 if you show the sign for more than 5 seconds of the shirt. 5,000 if you get the audio out clearly several times over 5 seconds. And you can be creative, too. But I want to pay out. But if you don't follow it exactly, I'll cut it back to a couple thousand so we can go further. Because my budget's $100,000 max. Like, that's a little too much for us, but I'm going to pay it out. You think that makes the Clintons mad at me? You think that they don't like it? You think I care?
You want to make us your slaves. You drew first blood. You're attacking us. You're on the wrong side of history. And so if you want to bang heads, I think we already are. It looks like you're not doing too well banging heads. Klansmen on that rape plane. Pedophile guys. You know, after a while, you just, God's going to politically cut you down. We'll be back.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
Jeffrey Epstein and the Lolita Express, the child rape island, and the big jumbo jet flying around with him. Clinton flew on it. Some reports were over 100 times, but he's on record close to 100. And so I just want to say that we have a clip of this poor little girl that's being used in these TV ads of the Clintons, and then they think we're so dumb they have her then go ask Hillary a question, like we wouldn't look it up. Again, there's this massive disconnect. And I just want to say to the family and her, please protect your child from Bill Clinton. We've launched a $100,000 initiative to expose the sex crimes of the Clintons for this. So I'm sure you're nice people, even though your father's misguided as a state senator and you're there in Pennsylvania. But we just want to protect children. So do we have that clip of her talking about how great Bill Clinton is? Here it is. Oh, we'll go ahead and play that.
The people in Congress who voted for this plan had to labor under historically difficult circumstances.
He seems like a great guy, but everything he's talking about happened in the past. Way before I was born, my dad, Dalen Leach, is running for Congress to fight for the future. He'll make sure the banks in Wall Street play fair. He'll make sure there are fewer guns on the street so our neighborhood is safe for me and my little brother.
That's enough. I can't watch it. Anti-gun ad. Okay, so that's definitely the same girl. Same name, went and asked the question. And I love how, as patriots, the Spangled Vision is still questioning whether she's an actor or whether we've got it right. No, we got it right. Now, the media, if they're forced to cover it, will just say it's not true. Or, big deal, a state senator's daughter asked a question. They're scripting all of this. They think we're idiots. This is very, very important. All right, let me tell you what else is coming up after I take some phone calls. Hillary has announced that she won't be attending any rallies for 2 weeks. Because she just has such incredible stamina. That just shows how incredibly sick she is. Clinton sought Pentagon State Department contracts for Chelsea. The new emails are showing. Just all of this is completely criminal. We have videos of people at Hillary rallies just asking questions, being beaten up. We have this report that I'm going to... You know, I'm going to hit this now, so I have plenty of time to go to you at the next segment. I'll go right to Ashley and Edward and Steve and Kevin and Simon on the other side. But let me just hit this because this is a short segment. 44 Afghan troops go missing while visiting U.S. ISIS-linked militants infiltrate Afghan army. And so we've got these super trendy guys. I mean, these guys are like rock stars, liberal women. I mean, hey, you put a bag over my head, you cut my genitals off. By the way, I'm not joking. Most super liberal women I know date a radical Muslim. And they treat them like crap, and they just get off on it. Because daddy kissed her butt and took her to the, you know, Disneyland and Disneyland pool parties and, you know, Disney World birthday parties. She was always mean to daddy. It's fun to have somebody. Except these guys really aren't tough. They torture women. They torture kids. They run. We'll confront them with a real adversary. But again, women were never shown a real man, so they gravitate to the cubic zirconian of men. The Islamist snot-nosed punk, limp-wristed piece of filth, spoiled, rotten brat that wants to kill innocent people. Sorry. So continuing, at least 44 Afghan troops have taken advantage of a U.S. military training program to illegally immigrate to the United States. Just since January 2015, they admit, the Pentagon admitted, the U.S. routinely brings Afghan troops to the U.S. for training, despite the fact that Afghan army has been infiltrated with Islamic militants who have carried out attacks on Westerners. But don't worry, they're going to take all your rights away to keep you safe from them. The Defense Department is assessing ways to strengthen eligibility criteria for training in ways that will reduce the likelihood of an individual Afghan willingly absconding, like Hillary's been doing, running away from the law, from training in the U.S. and going AWOL, absent without leave, said Pentagon spokesman Adam Stump. 8 of the troops have disappeared in the past month alone. Oh, there's an acceleration. You know, and then the word goes out and starts stabbing, and the stabbings all start. And they scream Allah Akbar, and the news is like, we're not sure if it's Islamic connected. It's like you pop a Budweiser, drink it. I'm not sure if this is connected to Anheuser-Busch. Is it connected to that? Is Alex Jones connected to stupid jokes? We know that. We know that. The doomsday plan by the globalists is to have stay-behind networks of jihadis. They can activate through their imams anytime they want and then bring in martial law and use them as a smokescreen. They are a very big threat because they're allied with the globalists. The Pentagon claimed the refugees, Afghans, are carefully vetted by Hillary West for president before they're brought to the U.S. But last year, FBI Director James Comey admitted the U.S. can realistically vet everyone for terror ties. And they just met a whole bunch of people last week, citizens by accident. Remember that one? We'll be back. directly with your phone calls in T-minus 3 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They're doing everything they can to shut down the free press. Spread it while it's still here. Spread it while it's still here. You are the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we don't want to have to spy on everyone and raise taxes, but we're fighting racism. Oh, we don't want to have to only give contracts to certain companies, but we're fighting sexism. Oh. New article, InfoWars.com. It's come out that Yahoo reads your emails. That's been known for 20 years. I mean, back to AOL time. They run it through NSA data servers and then sell the questionable intelligence to the 16 different intelligence agencies. And then, of course, it came out now, oh, but it's in the New York Times yesterday. Alex, it's in the New York Times. They're reading our email. They're scanning it at Yahoo. Why didn't you cover it? Because I did years ago. Alex, they discovered the moon today. It orbits the planet. Look, you're covering it up. Alex, the Federal Reserve is private. Why aren't you covering it? Alex, ISIS has been connected to Hillary. Please expose it. But now, this is new. This is Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Facebook to decrypt secure messages over cyberbullying accusations. There might be encrypted messages you're sending privately. They have to read them because of bullying, and bullying is such a problem. Your child's being taught to not respond to bullying, to fight back or speak out or get their brother to kick their ass or whatever, to just roll over and grovel, and they let bullying go on worse than they ever have, though. So you just get into this victimology, but don't worry. We're going to censor the internet as well over bullying. And I've already seen examples of this where I've made fun of public figures and had YouTube channels, you name it, stuff suspended. And they'll say, you bullied this reporter. You called her an idiot and a moron. Well, I mean, she's a public figure. You know, we've actually had YouTube the messages. We've done newscasts on it. You know, we're suspending you over the bullying. And I mean, it's a public figure. I'm suing you. Oh, we're not suspending you over the bullying because they know I've filed suit before. I'm not litigious, but I'm ready to sue. Let's go. Because it's a war. Facebook to unencrypt secure messages over cyberbullying allegations. It's like a guy walks in, you're on top of his wife in bed, and you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I had to make sure that she wasn't anti-heterosexual. Oh, well, that's fine. I totally understand. Sure, we should back it out. No, I'm finishing. Yeah. You walk in, somebody's robbing your safe or whatever, your jewels. You're like, what are you doing? I'm making sure you're not racist. Well, of course, then it's fine. When you report a secret conversation, recent messages from the conversation will be decrypted and sent securely from your device to our help team for review. Oh, it'll be sent for review by the help team. And, of course, YouTube calls it the Hero Brigade. They admit SJW, social justice warriors that decide. And that's the community standards. There's a community of people they hire. And they advertise to their community of people that live in, you know, 200-foot coffin apartments that have no future but believe in the system will deliver them a future if they just grovel to it properly, as they actually put their own necks in the noose. They then go and then report. They go, since we set up an anti-free speech brigade, then when our own people go report on something and flag it, then we take it down. That's the new judge, jury, and executioner around here. Let me continue. Community standards violations can include bullying or harassment, which they define in Facebook as disagreeing with someone, close quote, and sexual or violent or exploitation. Joe Biggs had his satire piece a few weeks ago that Facebook banned and kicked off and then suspended him for a few days because he did a joke of what's really in Hillary's earpiece. It's very funny, better than Saturday Night Live. And their answer was, you're exploiting Hillary Clinton and you're deceiving an audience. This is really in an earpiece. But I think from their perspective, preying on people that think that islands float or that you can attack a Russia and they won't respond back. Like, why don't we just nuke Russia? I don't understand. Well, sir, they'll fire back. Well, it ain't no big deal. Hell, I mean, you know, look how we did the Iraqers. I mean, I'm not joking at the level we've gotten to. These people are crazy. So there you go. Facebook also claimed a secret conversation in Messenger is encrypted end-to-end, which means that messages are intended for you and the other person, anyone else. So I love that's oxymoronic. And the same little announcement, we're going to decrypt that and see what you said, but it's only for you and it's totally private. So the island will tip over if our troops are there. Or we do need a carbon tax because the hurricane. See, we're now entering into lunacy. Total lunacy. Weirdos that just watch TV all day and walk around with their car and their outfit acting cool. Hey, I'm cool. Hey, I'm intellectual. Hey, hey, don't be racist. Hey, oh, yeah, oh. These people cannot find their boo-boo butts with both of their ambidextrous decimated digits. In other words, Facebook's new encryption software announced Wednesday isn't really encryption at all when the social media giant and presumably intelligence agencies can decrypt messages at will despite not being intended recipients. Yeah, what you're doing is opting in. Oh, it's for your safety, total secure. We watch it. We watch everything. Just don't sign here. No, thank you. Liberal. The false security is also dangerous given how social justice warriors are out destroying the lives and careers of individuals who make insulting comments while they beat everybody up. That's okay. Online, because of them, free speech ends where their feelings begin. SJWs are also developing an app called Social Autopsy, which encourages users to submit the real identities of people who cause offense online, including those including employment and school records, which, just like they always publish for decades, the list of concealed carry owners and shame them. Here's the list, the mayor says. I suggest you do something. Mayor, do you have security guards? Well, of course I do. Well, why can't I? Isn't Guam floating? I mean, we can't just blow up Russia and they won't do something back? Sure, they'll attack back. What does attack back mean? Oh, I forgot. You don't know what islands are. They're the tips of mountains above the ocean. Again, it's really starting to dawn on me. I always thought I was stupid. Oh, is this actually a planet? Like, if aliens came here, would they say this is like a planet of retards? They'll go, oh my God, you said retard. It's mentally handicapped or mentally disabled. Oh, you didn't respond. I'm not using your words on purpose, scum. I'm not bossed around by you in your little fantasy toilet. I don't live in a mental junk heap like you do. And I don't say that to feel superior to you. I feel low and pathetic because my species is associated with creatures like you. But the dumbasses aren't my biggest problem. It's the people that think making them dumber and herding them around is some type of art project. Yeah, I'm sorry. Stop now. Let's go ahead and that's the music they play with Hitler dogs on. Can we see Hitler dog for a minute? This guy was kicked off YouTube for Hitler dog, saying he was a Nazi when admitted. He said he wasn't on air. We checked him. A communist, liberal, super anti-Nazi, which is fine. But the point is, Hitler dog was funny. He was banned. And people supported him being banned for Hitler dog. For radio listeners, it's not as funny. But can I just have Hitler dog just to, you know, I need a hit. I need a Hitler dog. I need a Hitler dog now. While we're queuing up Hitler dog, well, that was when I made the Hitler dog joke before about my French bulldog captain. He's about twice as fat now. That was about 5 years ago. This is the rock star Hitler dog. Okay, this dog is very very evil. Okay, this is a very evil creature. But before we go to Hitler dog, I just want to play the audio in a moment. Let's go to these callers. They've held long enough, like Simon and Ashley and Edward. Everyone was talking about Mike Pence. Ashley was talking about the hurricane. Simon wants to talk about hurricane as well. Let's just start at the top. Let's go to Ashley in South Carolina. Thank you for being a trooper the last 30 minutes. Holden, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just had an idea for a T-shirt or a meme that you could use after your Hillary for prison T-shirt.
Hitler dog?
No, not Hitler dog. It's actually the skull image of Hurricane Matthew over Haiti. I was thinking we could replace the skull image with Hillary's face because there's such a likeness to the two.
No, I agree. It says something like Hillary Clinton. She's a natural disaster?
Yeah. Or who caused more destruction, Hillary or Matthew, you know?
And they're saying right now, even Daily Beast says Hillary hurt. And Bill hurt Haiti more than anything ever. I mean, they're worse than the earthquake itself.
Yeah.
That's a great point. What else is on your mind? What do you think about Hillary using child actors?
Well, Alex, I'm actually a mother of two daughters, 8 and 9, and I couldn't.
Would you let them get near Tim Kaine or Bill Clinton?
Some people, no, not at all.
We know Clinton was on the Lolita Express. I wonder if anybody else should be investigated for that. Certain party we've seen on the news the last few days. Go ahead. Anything else, ma'am?
Well, I just wanted to ask for everyone's prayers. I'm actually in South Carolina with my family, so we'll be hiding out in our Adobe shelter from Hurricane Matthew.
Well, that's right. If you go to drudgereport.com, it's got some of the best coverage. It says Cone Hurricane Swirls. It's a level four. Video update details, Bahamas now. It's close. Residents Not taking it seriously could leave 7 million in the dark, areas uninhabitable for weeks or months, satellite radar. How will this affect the election? That's what I'm wondering. How will this affect the radar? What do you think?
Well, Alex, I guess it just depends on Trump. I mean, he needs to show up.
Obviously, I'm sure he will. He may show up in Haiti, too. At least he's got the Haiti delegation there to talk about what they did. Let me ask you this. How will this affect the election outside of Trump? I mean, you think Hillary's arrogant enough? She says no public appearances for 2 weeks. She just counts on voting machines, electronic voting machines. Why do you think Hillary isn't going to show up?
Well, she's got more important things to do while she hides out.
I agree. Let me ask you this. What would happen if Trump used child actors to badmouth Hillary in fake town halls? Think folks would care?
Oh, yeah. It would be the biggest talk on the media.
I might troll the media and do a special report today titled Donald Trump caught using child actors. And I go, no, actually he didn't. It was Hillary. But now I've caught you in the moment where you're angry at Trump for being so disingenuous and fake and deceiving people. Well, see, Hillary did it. So is that okay now? Because I want to understand the psychology where Democrats tell us, well, I don't know if Hillary won the debate, but since I like her, I want to say she won. That's called being delusional, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. They're completely delusional, Alex. I can't wrap my mind around people who actually believe the nonsense.
God bless you, ma'am. Be safe. It looks like the main storm is going to hit eastern Florida and then go up the East Coast, probably losing some steam by the time it hits Florida. But they're talking about some of the waves coming in to northern Florida, into Georgia, and to South Carolina, being 11 feet tall. Myrtle Beach, 6 feet. Melbourne, 6 feet. Miami, 3 feet. So we'll continue to watch that tonight, tomorrow, right through the weekend. I'm working 7 days a week right now in the next 32 days of election 2016. All right, thank you, ma'am. God bless you. Simon in Florida, you're on the air. You're in the target of Matthew.
Yes, I'm in Florida. Yeah, I'm concerned after the news that I'm seeing with, you know, this representative talking about Guam tipping over. And, you know, you're talking about big waves coming into Florida here. Is there a chance that Florida could just snap off?
Well, maybe. I mean, the congressman said that islands float. And Hank Johnson, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Look, he's in a picture with flags behind him. So if he says that it's going to dump over, I actually need to put a news alert out. That's another way to troll them. The liberals will actually believe it. Florida may jump over. Oh, my God. I think everybody should evacuate Florida right now.
Or float into the clouds.
Well, that's if you, yeah, well, global warming. If it gets too hot, the water will boil. Exactly, and it could float.
That was the other thing, the climate change from this MSNBC reporter, Alan. You know, I've got to change my views. I'm going to have to start believing differently because it was on the mainstream media.
Well, yeah, did you see that? I mean, Ron Allen thinks, NBC thinks, climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. He said, you know, we look at this storm, we got to stop this. I mean, this has never happened before.
Yeah. Well, there's this guy on YouTube, Dutch Sense. You should check out his videos because he's explaining to you about NEXRAD radar and the possibility of weather manipulation. And
it's declassified that in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, they are making the desert green with radar arrays that actually make it rain. I mean, that's all declassified 40 years ago. Absolutely. And so the deal is, it's weird how they say, oh, my God, pass carbon taxes or it'll flood, when they can actually, not with just spraying, not just with aerosols, not just with cloud seeding, but with these arrays, they can make the desert green. Absolutely. So could they in the future engage in weather terrorism?
Well, is that just in your face? Are they just, it's just a threat right there in your face for the people that are in the know, that understand the technology is out there?
And Secretary of Defense, in a speech in 1997, it was in the Army Times, April 28th, 1997, said we have weather weapons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this guy, Dutch Sense, man, it's unbelievable. He's got a video that he did on Texas from 4/27 of 2015 that talks about your Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas mile-wide man-made microwave-generated tornadoes, and he explained...
Well, you know, I start getting these great YouTubers and real journalists on, like the guy out of Spangled Vision and this guy. Absolutely. Nico, let's get them all on. I want to start getting these great reporters that are doing trailblazing work on. I mean, we always have, but I want to really center the show around the new media because it is definitely up and running now. It's not just in the embryonic phase or, you know, they're in the crib, you know, throwing their bottle down on the ground. That's kind of all blown over. and, you know, bitching about who was bigger than them. I'm talking about those folks, other people. We've now moved on to the adult phase. I think we're seeing the golden age of the new media, and I think any attempt to suppress it will only give us our wings. What do you think?
Well, I think you should get this guy on. He was on Adam versus the Man explaining storms here in Florida and how they use, you know, chaff, the military does, and she's showing them on the screen live what's going on, and it's just unbelievable. And for you to have this on your show, I know it's controversial. I know it's going to cause you problems.
No, it's not. I mean, I made films about it. I had guests on it. For me, I covered the Federal Reserve as private 20 years ago and 5 years ago. I covered 9/11 before it happened. And so I've covered massive amounts of weather manipulation. I've made documentaries, sir. So I'm fully aware of all of it.
I understand you're aware of it, but you had a guest like John Coleman on. John Coleman, he's more than happy to chat or tweet with me, but as soon as I ask about NexRad, which is owned by the Weather Channel, and possible weather manipulation, boom, crickets chirp and won't talk to me.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, I've had the founder of the Weather Channel on. That's because he doesn't know about all that. He doesn't own the Weather Channel for over a decade. And he gets hit up by that stuff all day. He can't prove that one way or the other, so he doesn't go there. But I hear you. I hear you. All right, Simon, good to hear from you. But I was saying I'll have those folks on, and then you were like, I know they're controversial, we need to have them on. No, I get it. Look, most people know there's weather manipulation going on. In 1967, Stanford Research Institute certified, we broke this with Ben Levitch and the Father Weather Weapons, that they could create hurricanes, steer them, control them, or kill them. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I give you the horror of Hitler, dog.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do you want a gas of juice?
Gosh, the Jews. Jews. See, Kyle. Jews.
And then, of course, John Cleese did similar skits making fun of Hitler. But even if you were being pro-Hitler, you should be able to be on YouTube. Because offensive speech is the most protected. But the so-called left, again, is going all out against this. It's just an illustration. So the return of Hitler, dog. What level won't Jones stoop to? Well, he doesn't double black unemployment or kill 200,000 Christians in Syria. Or stay in the same bedroom at night with a woman's whose mother calls for cutting women's genitals off. And he doesn't have a trail of death behind him, and he didn't sell watered-down drugs to Haiti or steal 94% of the money. And that's why he's a horrible person. It's time to stand up against the evil of the alt-right. It's time to shut down free speech. And I've got the articles right here on Infowars.com. The story right here. FCC. FEC. Federal Election Commission. War. Dems reject call to protect internet news talk radio from regs. Warn members of the commission they're moving forward with censorship. Just like we told you. How long's it been since you had a free press? Well, that's too long. You see, the so-called establishment media always had problems, but it's totally discredited itself now. And it's like, oh my God, we have no credibility. We're collapsing. Oh, it's the fault of the new media. They're taking all the viewers and stuff. People would love us again if they just weren't there. Let me explain something. You have destroyed yourselves. There's no putting, like Stone loves to say, the toothpaste back in the tube, okay? Let me explain that to you. People are so stupid. Your leaders think Guam floats. You think you're intellectuals because you're not. The Republicans are horrible in many cases as well, but the point is we're waking up. We're just a part of the new wake-up. You put whatever name on this you want. We're done. We don't care. We don't care what you say about us, what you do to us. We're done. Like water flowing downhill, you're not stopping it. It'll go over you, around you, through you. Just get with the program. Like Sylvester says, if you can't beat them, join them. Truth is, you were always just people like us. You lied to yourselves. So just come back down to earth, come back down to reality. And you'll find you're in heaven. You were looking for it. It was right looking at you in the mirror there, sweeties. There's a lot of other stuff I want to get to that I haven't hit. I want to hit a few more of your calls. If you want to get into hysteria and mind control, as you know, I've predicted, it's not hard to do, that you've got all this hype by media because whatever reason it gets massive traffic, that creepy clowns are creeping around schools, are creeping around the woods, all over the country. Oh, my gosh, top story, millions of views on videos, creepy clowns. Now clowns are robbing places. Now people dressed like clowns are actually attacking people, brandishing knives. And what it is people pulling pranks or powerless people who now know in the archetype, for whatever ancestral reason, we don't like what that looks like. Wherever we've been, whatever humans have done, this planet, whatever, we don't like how that looks. Alrighty? Looks a little like something comes off flying saucers. I'm going to stop right there. But the point is that just like with epigenetics, you can put chickens for 10 generations that never saw a hawk in an enclosure. They have big studies and project triangles flying or rectangles. They don't care. You put an image of a hawk up, they all run screaming. It's genetic. That's a big question. Why do we hate clowns so much? Certain ones especially. But I guess this is an example of them creating this hysteria, which is now leading to all Clown Lives Matter movement they actually launched. I'm not joking. Back in 70 seconds, tell you about that. And I'm going to go to who's been holding the longest here. Kevin and Edward and others, stay with us. And Anthony Gucciardi's coming in.